Theater is the second act of The Short Happy Life of Francis McCumber, starring Mr. James Stewart as Wilson.
Oh, Africa isn't so bad. Not if your equipment's good. You can see now why I recommended this dining tent with a double fly. It keeps the sun from burning through. How did you like your lunch, Mr. McConnell?
Very nice, Wilson.
Anybody want a drink?
I think I'd like a dinner.
I'll have a dinner with you, Francis. After this morning, I need something.
I suppose it's the thing to do. Will you tell the boy to make three dinners, Wilson?
He understands a bit of English. He heard you and he's already started.
Oh.
Hello, listen when you speak, darling. Aren't you the mighty hunter?
Oh, stop it, Margot.
When you made your triumphal entry into camp on the shoulders of the beaters, the skinners, and the porters, it was most impressive. You always do that when the lion is killed, Mr. Wilson?
Almost always. If it goes well on safari, they're glad to be rid of the lion, and they're in hopes of getting a gift from the hunter.
Oh, what had I ought to give them?
That kid would be plenty. You don't want to spoil him. Oh, well, here's a drink. Mrs. McCombe.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, here's to your lion. You've got him, and he's a fine one.
Here's to the lion. And I can't ever thank you for what you did with.
Let's not talk about the lion. Let's talk about anything and everything but the lion.
Yes, you did, sir.
It's been very strange, David. And you ought to put your hat on even under this canvas, moon. You told me that, Wilson.
Mm-hmm. I might put it on.
You know, you have a very red face.
You probably drink.
I don't think so. Francis thinks so, dear. But his face is never red.
It's certainly red today.
No. Mine is red today, Francis. But Mr. Wilson is always red.
Must be Rachel.
No,
I say, you wouldn't like to drop my duty as a topic, would you?
No, I just got it on.
Let's chuck it.
Don't be silly, Margot.
Now, no reason why it should be difficult, Miss McComber. Your husband's got a fine lion.
I asked you not to talk about the lion. Oh, I wish it hadn't happened.
Margot.
Oh, women are easily upset. Amounts to nothing. Straining the nose, one thing and another.
No. It's more than that, you know. It's that blasted lion. I bolted away from him like a rabbit.
Now, look, said McComber.
It was bad enough that my two shots only winged him. I was so scared, my hands nearly dropped the gun.
Oh, a man's first lion...
What you'll never forget is that when I followed you into the bushes to finish him off, the lion gave one roar and I ran away from him like a rabbit.
Forget it. Forget the whole thing. There's nothing to it anyway.
You don't know Margo. He'll remind me of it the rest of my life. That'll be bad enough, but... But look, this doesn't have to go any further, does it?
Oh, don't worry about me, Parker. I have a living to make. You know, in Africa, no woman ever misses her lion, and no white man ever bolts.
I bolted. I bolted like a rabbit.
That's over now. Let's forget it. Forget about it. I'll tell you what. This afternoon, we'll go out after Elan. We could use one for dinner, and then tomorrow, after a good night's rest, we'll try for buffalo. The place I know where they feed early in the morning.
Hello?
Hello?
Lovely night.
Yes.
Todd and I sleeping tent, I thought I'd come out for a breath of air.
Uh-huh.
I smelled your pipe, so I said to myself, why don't I go out and talk to the beautiful red face, Mr. Wilson?
Always glad of company, Mrs. McComber.
Margo.
Won't you sit down, Mrs. McComber?
You're old stubborn enough.
It's family, kid.
Self-sufficient in your masculine mind.
No, not entirely. How's Mr. McCombe?
He's asleep.
Oh?
What's his name, please? But they need to be asleep, so I won't have to excuse me of having a rendezvous with you out here in the morning.
Don't you think you're being a little cruel?
Oh, don't you very big, Howard. Even if you were, you wouldn't dare say anything about it. You never had before.
That might not be cowardice, you know. It could be that he just didn't care.
What are they all saying, sir?
Very nice things even in my contact.
That were all the romantic stories I heard about you.
Well, you can make a complaint to the authorities.
Oh, yes, you're a lion killer, Dr. Adams.
That's right.
You must be very impressive to the nation.
Thank you.
You do kill in the same way. Isn't that a beautiful weapon?
It doesn't matter what I think.
Well, then I thought so. I thought maybe $5,000 can go to beauty cream and never had cancer.
No doubt the soul is shot up enormously.
You think I'm going to hurt you? What's in your mind?
You want the truth? Push me over to the door. I don't think anybody's ever been truthful with you.
And that's why don't you tell me what you truthfully think of me?
All right. I think that you belong to the race of the hardest, the most predatory, the most attractive women in the world. You put a devil in your eye like a karma. It's soft and finally go to pieces as you constantly grind them with the hard enamel of your female cruelty. And if one of your men steps out of line, you can sign him to a living hell for the rest of his life.
Why, it's difficult.
Oh, it's big, yeah. And I can grow up.
I'm glad you found your path to use for that tomorrow. You like my own little thing. Wouldn't you like to touch my
hand? I can think of a word for you.
Do you like my
hand? You really are, you know.
My lips? Would you like to kiss me? I think I'd love to be kissed by you. You're so ruthless. You're so beautiful. You're so divine and powerful.
In a moment, we'll return to Mr. James Stewart in Act 3 of The Short Happy Life of Francis McCumber.